Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Where to start? I swear to God, I had a really good intention. When I was watching that debate, I was going to take notes and I was going to really comment on all these things until the very end when, wow, it hit me like a bomb. When the CNN moderator laid out the question for Dr. Ben Carson like a baseball, he was just giving him a perfect pitch about vaccinations, giving it to the pediatric neurosurgeon to speak about vaccinations. Now, this man who doesn't want to see meningitis coming back, he certainly does not, because meningitis kills infants and very quickly, too. This man did not hit a home run. I am ashamed that he didn't. It's shameful what he did. And then for Donald Trump to come out and say that stupid story, he sounded like a B-list actress. He absolutely sounded idiotic. I like some of the things that both of these guys have to say. But when Donald Trump told a stupid story about a friend who had a vaccination and then her child got a fever and then got autism, like it's some kind of disease, was the most ridiculous statement I have heard in this whole political debate that's been going on. As you can hear, I'm pretty angry, and I know the American Academy of Pediatrics has come out quite strongly and said the American Academy of Pediatrics would like to correct false statements made during the Republican presidential debate last night regarding vaccines, claims that vaccines are linked to autism or are unsafe when administered according to the recommended schedule have been disproven again and again and again. The man who first came out with this ridiculous thing has been discredited and lost his medical license. I don't think a lot more needs to be said. This took on a life of its own because of the vaccine problem and debate that people are having. Measles was seen again in California and became an outbreak. It is a killer. It's a nasty disease. We don't see mumps anymore. We don't see polio, smallpox, tuberculosis, so many of these things. Dr. Ben Carson had a chance to come on and say, no, this does not cause autism. There is no scientific proof. This has saved the lives of millions of children. We are not a third world country. We are not seeing these ridiculous diseases that the third world countries are seeing. Do you know why those third world countries are seeing these diseases? Because they don't have vaccines. The fact is that the reason we're seeing more autism is because our diagnostic tools are better now. We are able to diagnose and thereby provide early intervention. That is what we are seeing. It's not because of the vaccines. We've been giving those vaccines for years and years and years and years. And I think it was irresponsible of Dr. Carson. He bunted. He absolutely was stammering. He didn't come right out and say it. And it was a great question. He said, you're a pediatric neurosurgeon. Should Mr. Trump stop saying this? And he should have said yes. He doesn't know the science. He doesn't know what vaccines have done for this country, for this world, for that matter. It's absolutely irresponsible what happened near the end of those debates. I found the debates very entertaining. I have lots to talk about. I mean, I was riveted with my glass of wine from the moment they began till the moment that they ended. But I will say that I jumped up out of my chair. So if you have a problem with what was said last night, please send me an email, melanie@radiomd.com. Get in on this discussion. It's not a debate. Vaccines are important, and we need them for the public health and safety of this country. We're not a third world country, my goodness. Anyway, okay, I'm off my soapbox. We have a great show coming up, so stay tuned and stay well.